He is the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali!
Mike Tyson!
Floyd Mayweather!
Even if you don't watch the sport, when you think of boxing, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, or maybe even Australia's Jeff Horn probably come to mind. Well, this weekend, the most famous boxing ring on the planet, Madison Square Garden, will finally, for the first time in history, feature a headline bout between two women fighters.
Out of Bray County, Wicklow, Ireland, champion of the world, Katie Taylor!
Thomas and Caballeros, La Gran Campeona Puerto Ricania, introducing Amanda Real Deal Serrano.
And if that wasn't big enough, this weekend Madison Square Garden will also see its first Australian woman step into the ring when Aussie Olympic boxer Skye Nicholson opens the night in front of tens of thousands of spectators. And I'm excited because Skye Nicholson joins you now all the way from New York. Welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hello.
How exciting.
Good morning.
You must be excited. You'll be the first Australian female fighter to pull on the gloves at Madison Square Garden. You must be pinching yourself.
I am. I've had a lot of pinch me moments this week. It's very exciting. There's a lot of buzz here around Fight Week, and it's just getting more and more exciting as we get closer to the night.
So you've been a professional boxer for under 60 days and your third ever pro fight will be in the world's most iconic ring. How did you work your way onto this lineup?
I know it's been a whirlwind couple of months, but Matchroom promised that I could fight on these big cards and they've definitely delivered.
So literally, how did you do it? Tell me about your pathway here.
So obviously after the Olympics, the kind of natural process is to turn over into the professional ranks. I was a little bit skeptical about doing that. I felt like I had unfinished business with the Olympics after narrowly missing out on the medal in Tokyo in 2020. So it was a hard decision for me to make, but with the rule change allowing professionals to come back and box in the Olympics, I thought, why not? I've started a new journey. It's been very exciting and I've had absolutely no regrets. I'm loving every moment.
Last year at the Olympics, you made it all the way to the quarterfinals, the first Australian woman to do so, and still you gave a pretty emotional apology for not getting any further. Let's just hear a little bit of what you had to say then.
It's disappointment. It's pretty hard to put into words right now, yeah.
You still are the most successful female Australian boxer. What do you take from that?
It means nothing to me. I don't care about that. I care about what I know I'm capable of and not achieving it. It's just really heartbreaking. Sorry I didn't get the job done. I'll be back bigger, better and stronger next time.
Now, apart from being far too hard on yourself, right, you're certainly back bigger, better and stronger now. How have you used the Olympics experience to push yourself this year?
I feel like boxing, it's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and it can be a very lonely sport, but those lows help shape me into the athlete that I am now. And I feel like I learned a lot from that experience, and it only made me hungrier. It only made me want it more, and that's how you get better. That's how you keep improving. And I'm gonna take that experience with me into my professional career, and then that's what's gonna help me to have a successful career as a professional.
This weekend you'll be opening for a history-making bout, the first headline between two women at Madison Square Garden. How big a step is it for women's boxing?
Oh, it's amazing. The way women's boxing has grown over the past couple of decades is it's very cool to be in the midst of it and be a part of it all, but I've witnessed it myself. I've seen it from having to fight the same girls over and over again. There wasn't many 12-year-old 46 kilo girls out there to box back in the day. So we were all boxing each other over and over again to the depth that's there now. And it's constantly growing. And It's because of the trailblazers like Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. They've really paved the way for women's boxing, and to be on their undercard is it's amazing. It's a dream come true, and I hope that I can hopefully be a role model to that next generation and be a trailblazer for them and pave a path for them.
You'll open the Madison Square Garden event with a 6-round featherweight fight. Who are you taking on?
I'm fighting an American girl. She's based here in the USA. She's from Houston, Texas, with a winning record, 3-1. I think it'll be a good test for me. She's going to come to fight. She's going to come to win. And I think that's where you're going to see the best me. I've been fighting the best girls in the world for years now. So I don't believe she's on my level, but we'll see on Saturday night or Sunday morning for you Australian viewers that will be tuning in.
Thank you for the translation. Tell me about the two headline fighters. They've worked for years to get to this stage. What should we know about them?
They're probably the two best female boxers in the world right now, pound for pound. So to have them up against each other, it's the biggest women's fight of all time, but it's also just a big fight for boxing in general. And you're going to see skill, you're going to see grit, you're going to see power, you're going to see everything you want to see in an exciting boxing fight. It's the best up against the best, so it's definitely not one to be missed, and it's going to be a historic night for boxing, but for women's boxing especially.
The fight is also years in the making. There are huge contracts involved, 7-figure paydays, even social media superstars backing fighters and pushing up the event's value. Tell me about the hype around this weekend.
It's been huge. I've never seen anything like it for a fight. I think everyone's been quite shocked by, the attention and the media and the hype around this fight, but it's so exciting. It's so good. It's so positive for women's boxing, and to be in the midst of it and be a part of it, it's very, very cool, very, very exciting.
The biggest fighters, commentators and promoters in boxing are all men. Watching the press conference announcing this fight, there was a sense that men were patting themselves on the back for women finally breaking into the big leagues. How far does the sport still have to go in terms of being an equal playing field for men and women?
I think it's on a great rise. I think we're on a great trajectory. It's headed in the right direction, and it's because of nights like this that's going to take place at Madison Square Garden this weekend that it's going to keep going in that direction. And I think the more eyes we can get on the sport, the more girls we can inspire to take up boxing or take up combat sports and inspire that next generation, the further it's going to go and the closer we're going to get to that equal playing field.
And there have been calls for the rounds to be staged over 3 minutes instead of the agreed upon two. What impact will the tighter rounds have on the fight in terms of the spectacle and, I suppose, also really key question, the safety?
I feel like while the depth isn't quite there in the women's boxing, I think 2-minute rounds is quite suited to women's boxing. It forces the pace of the fight and it keeps the fights exciting. At nearly every boxing show I've been to, the women's fights are usually the most exciting, and I think that is because of the 2-minute rounds. I think while the depth is where it's at, I think it's right. I would love to see 3-minute rounds for title fights and fights like this, like Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano, fights like that you could definitely see doing 3-minute rounds. And it's another thing that I think will happen over time.
So you think that's another thing that will change?
I think eventually, yes. I think it's still a relatively new sport. It's still growing. And I think when the depth is there and the talent is there, you'll see those changes.
So who's your tip for the main event, the Irish champion Katie Taylor or the Puerto Rican powerhouse Amanda Serrano?
I'm backing the Irish Katie Taylor. She's been a big role model and inspiration for me since a young age. I think she's an absolute masterclass boxer. And I think she's going to win on a points decision on Saturday night.
Now, a few people, and I think it's worth raising, making the point that it's obviously quite a dangerous sport and people are feel uncomfortable about that element of boxing. And I understand those concerns. When that's mm-hmm. raised with you, and I reckon that happens to you all the time, right? That's voiced to you. What do you say to people?
Well, it's a sport for starters. There's risk in every sport. There's injuries in every sport. But it's what I do. It's what I love. It's my passion. And there's a lot of protocol. There's a lot of officials, and it's a sport. I don't know what more I can say. There's risk in everything we do. There's a risk in getting in a car every day. There's a risk in getting on a plane or crossing the road. But if you have a passion for something you love to do, I don't see why you would prevent yourself from doing that because of a risk.
Skye, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Skye Nicholson is an Australian Olympian turned professional boxer. And yes, I know many of you have concerns around boxing. I know I would be very reluctant to box. People asking me, would I let my daughters box? Look, I'll be honest, they've never displayed any interest. I suppose people being in the professional arena and being successful, I still think they're really interesting people to speak to, as this woman certainly is. Skye Nicholson there, an Australian Olympian, as I say, and she's a professional boxer. A very important moment this weekend for women's boxing across the world.